97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
It's Friday. It's Beer 30 time. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Woohoo!
Good morning, Danny.
They have a podcast that you can... Yeah, they have a podcast you can listen to on Google Play and iTunes and everywhere you get podcasts, Sports Meets Beer. All right, Beer 30 is here, and we've got a beer in the studio. What do we got here?
Oh, we've got a beer, all right.
Oh.
This is Belching Beaver.
I have to admit to you that the 17-year-old Beavis and Butthead fan in me can't hear Belching Beaver without giggling like an idiot.
Yeah. This is their Fall of Troy Orange Vanilla Milkshake Double IPA. That is a mouthful.
That is a lot going on.
Much like I feel like this beer is going to be a mouthful. Let's go into the AATMF, shall we, Brad? That stands for Appearance, Aroma, Taste, Mouthfeel, and Finish.
Very succinct this morning, Benjamin. I'm very impressed.
Well, I try.
It's a hazy, just like everything else that we're getting these days that I have a real aversion to.
If you're jumping around the beer aisle, chances are you've picked up a hazy. If you've picked up one and you say, that's pretty good, you're going to like that category.
You had to knock over three just to get to like a, you know, like an actual filtered beer. So you had to pick it up to put it back on the shelf. Even
it's going to be in a different section soon.
You've touched them.
Right.
The hazy section will be the beer section, and we'll have to go to the dairy cooler to find our stuff.
So this is a hazy pale yellow color.
It's got an orange hue to it. I'll give you that. Across the room, it looks orange-esque.
Moderate head retention in this thing. Carbonation level looks pretty good to me. You put your nose in this thing, though, and it is an Orange Julius.
Raw egg and all. Because Orange Julius had that raw egg
in there.
The OG one. And it had that, you know, that raw egg, obviously, the white's frothed up. And it had that nice little foam on there. Yeah. And that's exactly what you're getting out of this.
Yeah, it is. It smells like an Orange Julius.
It does.
Do I have to do a disclaimer? In no way, shape, or form does this beer have a good raw egg in it at all?
I don't think so. I'm not pregnant. It's fine.
But you are training for
that
a big fight.
That you know so. Of.
It's a little boozy. That is one thing I will say about it. I get a little bit of alcohol burn in this thing. But it tastes like an orange vanilla milkshake, for the love of God.
No, yeah, it is. It's pretty much exactly what it says is what it tastes like. That's crazy.
You get high marks for that on this show.
Yeah.
If you do what you say you're going to do, we are willing to give you some credit for that.
It's creamy. That's for sure.
That is absolutely a fact. The double IPA comes in at 8.8%. So... you know, you're going to get some booze burn from that. There's a fact. And I think also because you've got the, you know, the orange and the vanilla are such, they're big flavors, but they're lighter big flavors. That makes sense. It doesn't take over the palate as much. You're going to notice that beer burn.
Right.
But it does have that soft mouth feel. It does have the hazy feel. But it does. It tastes, to me, this is a 50-50 bar. This is an actual
creamsicle. That's a good call, too.
You know, you're biting right into that, and you have the joy of having alcohol with it. My 13-year-old self is thrilled right now.
Every kid's dream. Yeah, this does all the things it says it's going to do. It's well balanced. It finishes nice. There is a little bit of a booze burn in it, which I don't find off putting. I think Ben's right in that.
I think it brings you back to reality. You're actually drinking a beer versus an orange soda.
Yeah,
that's the probably the most rewarding part of that.
But given the hazy aspect to it, do you feel more comfortable with this one as opposed to the other hazies we've talked about? When I say comfortable, I mean,
well,
enjoying it. Do you feel like you enjoy this more than the other ones?
Well,
it definitely aligns better as far as the flavor and the mouthfeel. I feel more connected just because, like, you know, you talk about a juicy IPA or juicy, you know, that obviously goes to that orange part right there. So to me, it does align a little bit better. Now, they definitely deliver on the flavor. Would I order a full pint of this? Probably not.
Yeah.
I agree with Ben on this. I think a lot of the juices that we get are big on the hop nose and not so big on the hop bitter and the finish, which is balance that, you know, I prefer in a beer. I appreciate the place that they have in the market, but it's not always my favorite thing to go to. This, when they started adding the milk sugar into it for these milkshake hazies, most of what we've tasted both on this show and on the podcast have just been very disjointed and weird, and I've not been into them. This, however, is well put together, and what it lacks in, like, hot bitterness in the finish makes up for with just that mild booze burn towards the end, and it makes it finish more dry than a lot of the hazies that we've had before. And so I find this to be way more enjoyable than any of the hazies that we've had in any capacity. Now, I'm with Ben on this. I don't know that I could order a full pint, and I definitely wouldn't order two. But that doesn't mean it's not good. It's just a rich beer with a very rich flavor, and too much of this will make your give you a cavity, probably.
The diabetes.
But it's delicious, so I'm giving it a thumb up, for sure.
It delivers on, yeah, it delivers on what they say it is. So if you have an affinity for beer and orange milkshakes, then this is for you. But at the same time, I'm, you know, Belching Beaver has done a really good job with their, they've done a good job. This brewery has done a good job, in the past with other beers I've had from them. Peanut Butter Cup Porter is one of the best.
Yep.
So it's one of the things I'm not surprised they deliver on flavor and style. Thumbs up for me.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you go into a store and you see the long title and, you know, what this is. And I think you go in going, oh, that's something let's try this. This looks fun. Like, you would try it and you'd probably like it because, like we said, it delivers on what it is. But I don't know that it's something you would have, like, over and over and over.
Would you buy a four pack of this?
Well, that's the thing.
Right. Yeah, it's like it's a one time, hey, let's try this. Yeah.
When you have to turn the can to see the entire title of the beer, that maybe they need to scale that back a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Bring my glasses down to my nose so I can read both sides from different angles. Yeah, so I'm giving it a thumbs up too. There you go. You could check this review and others. I can't say the title because we're running out of time. go to 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Danny.
Cheers.
Belching Beaver.